Well, pleased to be joined this morning by your worship, none other than Mayor Charlie Clark. It's the first day of spring, and so, Mr. Clark, what are we doing about the pothole situation around the city? I know there's a few that always spring up every single spring.
Yes, I know it's always that time of year. We're just excited about the warm weather, and then we see the roads blowing up like they are, and especially this year where we've had some warm temperatures and some freezing temperatures, and they go back and forth. That really is hard on the roads. And so our crews have been out. They've already been out putting cold mix into the potholes, and the amount of snow that's there is going to, it slows things down a little bit now, but they're certainly getting out there and patching. And once the road dries up, we'll be into the more permanent hot mix. Please call in any potholes that you see. If you see them out there, you can do it with the Report a Pothole app or 975-2476 and to help our crews get to them. We've been becoming much more efficient at our pothole response using GPS technology, but it helps a lot when we get the message about where the worst potholes are.
That's good that you guys have an app for it, too. That just makes it nice and convenient for sure. And then we were just talking about it a little bit on Boots and Salutes, but the big healthcare agreement that has come in from the federal government, how is that going to help us here in Saskatoon?
Well, I'm still following through on to understand all the details, but there were some things that I saw there that are pretty important in terms of some of the issues that we're seeing in our community. You know, we've been talking a lot about homelessness, and there's some money that seems targeted for youth homelessness and outreach programs, which is really important, as well as police and crisis teams. And these have been a very effective way of having police officers go with mental health and social workers together and try to help to support people and diffuse situations without having to have people go into jail or go into hospital. So those are very good things to see. As well, we know our system here is backed up significantly with the need for more beds, more acute beds, and more medical staff, doctors and nurses. And so the funding to help get the people in place to be able to alleviate some of this pressure is badly needed. You know, it's been good that we're a growing city and a growing province, but you got to make sure you have the supports and systems in place to support this growing population.
Well, last time I talked to you, Mayor Charlie Clark, it was at the King of Kubasai, and I must say, you have way better breath this morning. So thank you so much for taking a
that
few minutes
fun.
And joining us today, Mayor Charlie Clark.
All right. Thank you. And congrats on your position. Hope you have fun here in the Moo Crew at CJWW.
Yeah. And any tips for waking up at 4 a.m.? I'm all ears.
No doubt.
Thanks, Your Worship.
I don't have a lot for you there. Okay. Take care.